Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump says he never lied to the American people about the dangers of the coronavirus. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Trump is defending his optimistic approach to the current pandemic.
During a White House briefing, President Trump was peppered with more questions about what he told journalist Bob Woodward for his new book. The president acknowledged he told Woodward that he was downplaying the threat of the virus, but he said it was important to show American people strength and a level of confidence that things would be okay.
I don't want to jump up and down and start screaming death, death, because that's not what it's about. We have to lead a country. We're leading a great country, and we're doing a great job.
The president insisted the United States is doing very well against the pandemic and said, quote, "We're rounding the corner," noting the work being done on vaccines and therapeutics. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The so-called skinny coronavirus relief measure championed by Senate Republicans has gone down in flames. While GOP lawmakers rallied around the $300 billion measure, it fell short of the needed 60 votes to pass, with Democrats rejecting a package they feel does too little to address the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. The measure that failed by a 52-47 vote today is far short of the $3 trillion package approved by House Democrats back in May. With negotiations on a compromise proposal stalled, it's now looking increasingly unlikely there will be any additional coronavirus relief from Congress before the November election. The Justice Department's Criminal Division is charging more than 50 people with allegedly defrauding the Paycheck Protection Program. NPR's Ryan Lucas says that's in addition to the cases brought by U.S. attorneys' offices around the country.
Acting Assistant Attorney General Brian Rabbit says with cases unsealed this week, the Criminal Division has now brought charges against 57 individuals for allegedly fraudulently obtaining money from the Paycheck Protection Program. The PPP was set up by Congress to help small businesses survive the economic downturn during the COVID-19 pandemic. And all officials say the alleged fraudsters attempted to steal $175 million in PPP funds and actually got their hands on some $70 million. Some of the defendants used the fraudulently obtained funds on luxury cars or vacations, officials say. The department says it has more cases in the works. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
A key government wholesale inflation gauge moved modestly higher in August, with food and energy prices apparently keeping the lid on costs. Labor Department says its producer price index, which measures the cost of goods before they head down the pipeline to consumers, was up just 0.3% last month. Stocks turned lower today after yesterday's gains in choppy trading. The Dow dropped 405 points. The Nasdaq was down 221 points. The S&P 500 lost 59 points today. You're listening to NPR. The federal government says it is instituting changes in the way it screens passengers from China and a number of other countries during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Beginning next month, the government says it will end its current system of temperature checks and requiring travelers to vouch for their health. It will also end a requirement those travelers enter the U.S. through one of 15 designated airports. Instead, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says screening will focus on other measures, including stronger reporting of illnesses at airports. In Lebanon, a huge fire has raged for hours in the Beirut port just a month after a massive explosion in the same location devastated the capital. Nada Homsey has that story.
The fire blackened the Beirut skyline, terrifying residents still traumatized from the massive explosion in the port last month. That explosion, caused by nearly 3,000 tons of explosive material stored haphazardly in a warehouse, killed nearly 200 people. As the flames spread, terrified port workers ran from the scene. The Lebanese army called for the evacuation of citizens from the port and surrounding areas. Some residents fled the city, fearing a repeat blast. In a statement, Save the Children said the fire could trigger feelings of trauma in children so soon after last month's explosion. In a video widely circulated on social media, a father films his son sob as he watches plumes of smoke envelop the city's sky. "I want to go to the mountains," says the child. Or will die. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi in Beirut.
Crude oil futures prices moved lower, oil down 75 cents a barrel to $37.30 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.